Hello, and welcome to the Big Gay Ho Show. It's Ho Show for Show.
I'm the big, he's the ho.
And together we're Big Ho Show. hello, folks. That.
Welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, the daddy years.
How is your man?
I don't have a man. Oh, pussy?
Mussy. No, we don't say pussy anymore.
That's
we don't
right. Do it. We've got the mussy and the bussy.
Mussy and the bussy.
It's like that old movie with the moil and the oil.
With the goyle?
This is the mussy and the bussy.
Exactly.
Who put the mussy and the bussy with the vent? Anyway,
so
moving on.
Hello.
It is the daddy
and welcome
years,
to the Big Gay Sex Show.
The podcast that tells you everything you ever want to know about gay sex.
And everything you have no idea.
Yeah, you still don't.
Yeah. And that's Matt, and I'm Ouija.
Hi! And Ouija, you are the
glorified gut rearranger.
Mm-hmm.
That is me.
$99 on Temu.
Temu.
Now remember, it's on Temu. Even though it's $99 because of the tariffs, you still get nothing.
Yeah, you still don't get extra.
No.
You don't get anything more than just my tariff.
No. Hey, real quick, Patreon offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public like special videos, podcasts, books, and more. And we want to thank, as well as our vintage podcast archive from 2007. And you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS. And we have several new patrons who are going to get our special audios and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's and hot. A signed copy of my underwear. I'm just kidding.
Well, that's going to be a whole new level.
That's a whole new level.
I'm sorry, but $10 doesn't even cover shipping for that anymore.
That's a whole new low level.
Yeah.
You have to go really low for that level.
Yeah.
Hello.
Anyway, we want to thank our current patrons. And, well, we don't have any current new ones at the moment. Because
we had a whole host last time.
Yeah.
We had like 10 last time.
Yes, and we love them.
And we do.
We love them all.
I still have yet to connect with them.
And welcome to all of our free patrons as well. And a big gay welcome to all of our new listeners and followers on Instagram and Blue Sky and all the stuff.
It's a scam.
And you can find us there at BGSS. And I daily repost dirty, yummy male men pics.
Menses.
And you know what? I don't want to hear it. Men's pics include some trans guys sometimes. And trans men are men.
Yeah, it's funny because one time, I did get called out on that. On my account,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, if you don't like looking at it, then just unfollow me.
Yeah, right.
So, and they unfollowed, and I was like, cool, good.
Yeah, it's like you can check out my Fat Cock Friday. You know, you don't have to be looking at my fat cock.
That's right.
On Friday or any other day.
Yep. You gotta have Fat Cock Friday.
That's right. Okay, well, you know, let's just talk about some myths real quick. Well, actually, you know one of the things I wanted to talk about?
What?
I wanted to talk about penis size.
Oh, you're a size queen.
So I've been... So there's a group on Blue Sky that's dedicated to small penises. And I think that they're great because the guys are fucking hot. I don't care about how big your dick is. I just want to see you enjoying it and yourself.
Yeah.
So, I started hearing some people who are all like down on themselves and not in, you know, how some people like fetishize wanting to be told that they have a small dick and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, these were guys that were actually kind of like down on themselves for having what they were calling themselves small dicks. And I had to go back to something that we've talked about before, and we've talked about this on the original show, is that average dick size is usually about 4.5 to 5. That is like the average.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something...
4.5 to 6, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but seriously, I mean, that's the average in like the 2-inch, like, you know...
Yeah.
Thing, but the average is like 4.5 to 5. That is like the median of it, and I have to keep telling people, you know, like telling these guys, dude, no, you're average.
Mm.
Average is not bad. Average is good, you know. And you know what? If you know what the fuck to do with a smaller penis, you're going to be great. Well, especially if you're bottom. But I'm just saying, stop beating yourself down about how big your dick is. Mm-hmm. Just...
And I will say this, too, is that I met a lot of guys who were smaller endowed mm-hmm. and felt that they had to be a bottom. You don't have to be a bottom.
No, not at all.
You don't have to be a bottom. You just have to know how to, you know, get it in there and get to town.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, don't say just because you're average that you had to be a bottom.
Exactly.
That's not necessary.
Nope.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there are guys out there that are like, you know, I mean, they're like myself. I mean, I do not take dick often. So if a guy comes at me with an average size dick, trust me, I'll be like, okay, yeah, let's go. You
know? Yeah, totally.
Let's do this.
Oh.
Because I know it's not going to be like ripping me in half. Because that's my job.
Like we talked about on the last show.
Exactly. No. That was horrifying. I can't believe I said that on the last show. But anyways.
For me, I guess I'm what you can now call a side. You know, side
of beef. Side of slaw.
So, but... For
it's
me,
like, it's like fucking a vegetable.
I am not going to care how big your dick is because we're going to be doing other stuff and it's going to be totally fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
You don't have to worry about meeting any criteria. Anyway.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah. So love your penis no matter.
No matter what size it is. There's somebody that's going to. There's going to be.
So love
exactly.
What you got.
There's going to be somebody that's going to want it and you're good.
You are good.
That was message I was getting to. Anyway, yeah, I didn't, was this you impressed with young guys who got game? No, I think that was me.
That was not me.
Okay. So one of the, now that I'm remembering
well,
it.
Well, I know. I was like, okay, did you want to actually talk
was
about this?
Because
you can't remember what the
No,
hell.
Actually, I do remember now. Okay, so I've been watching, of course, going through Blue Sky, I got most of the dads and the bears and the otters and all that. But there are some accounts that I follow that share, like, the younger guys, the ones that are, the twunks and stuff in their 20s. And one of the reasons I don't really watch twink-on-twink action is not only because I'm not so much into them, but also because it feels very awkward. It's like they're having sex, but they're not having sex, you know? It's like... They haven't really been around enough to actually have explored everything and relaxed into themselves and that type, you know, that type of thing. But that's why it always surprises me when I see someone like our Chris Stewart and some of the other guys on there who are like 20, you know, 21 to 25, we'll say. And... They own the camera, they own the guy that they're fucking or getting fucked by, they're really into it, you can tell that, like, they got game, and I just find that, like, kind of hot. Good for them.
That's very cool.
Now go.
I miss being young.
Do you really?
I am. I'm gonna do a whole, Miley Cyrus song.
Oh.
Every time I hear that song, I just want to, like, beat her. I want to be like, look, bitch, you're still young. Shut up.
Yeah.
No. But anyways.
Yeah, I miss the potential of what I could have done when I was younger, but didn't know that I could have done.
I miss the fact that I could have more sex.
Could you have, honestly?
I mean,
my goodness, it was, like, left and right sometimes.
Oh, my gosh, I could have fit a lot more in.
Well... That's a whole different story. But,
I made my penis.
Yeah. I like knowing what I know now. I wouldn't want to go back to being...
Well, no. I mean, because you're spoiled once you have a greater insight. Of course, then again, I kind of lately, I wouldn't mind like going back to a time when I don't know all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now, this shit is a little off the hook.
But that's the thing, is going to a time when we didn't have this shit to know.
Yeah, I mean, well, we didn't have these computers in our pockets that, you know, made us immediately...
Oh, I wouldn't want to go back without that.
Immediately. Yeah, I mean, I wish I had the camera video, you know, that size. And granted, I did. I mean, hell, I had a flip camera, you know. that was like pocket size, you know.
Oh, you had that, and then I got you the little remember when the little it was a USB camera. Remember the little orange USB camera?
Yeah.
That was like, for the time, super vintage. You wanted one, and I think I got it for you for Christmas or something.
That was a flip camera.
Oh, is that what?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a flip phone camera.
No, it was a deck of cards size.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm in the flip camera. I recorded all kinds of stuff with that. from G to oh my god, your mom better never see this.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that was so fun.
I miss those flip cameras, and yeah. I could do well without having a friggin' smartphone if I could just have my flip camera.
Yeah.
And just, you know, record all my shenanigans.
Yeah. Well, it was better than having to lug around that great big old VHS camera.
Oh, that's funny. I got it. So I was one of those kids, the minute my family got a VHS video camera, I was already like, I was too young to be doing it, but I was already filming things I shouldn't have been filming. Mm. So all those tapes have long since been destroyed.
That's good.
Yes, because the minute I would like turn 18, I was like, "Oh shit! All these are illegal. Oh no!" You know,
right?
Trash them.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know how kids do it nowadays. I don't know how I would have the temptation to like record all of that, no matter my age. Not, you know, thinking, just being horned up.
Yeah, and it's
that'd be hard.
And
that'd
it's
be really
so
difficult.
Prevalent. I mean, it's so accessible now.
I know, with cameras, then, you know, the
and
way
phones.
You can swap it, you know, to somebody else. I mean,
yeah.
We'd all have inappropriate stuff.
No, we wouldn't. We don't.
Well, I mean, we would if we were back then in that age and we had that technology then.
That is true. We would all be young and dumb. But that's the thing that why I don't want to be young and dumb anymore, because I don't want to.
Well, the more I talk about this, I'm like, wait a minute.
But
I wouldn't mind going back to the sweet time of like not having all this ugly political stuff.
Yeah, how little did we know? I still remember like putting George Bush's when he got reelected, the younger one. When he got reelected, I was the editor at one of the newspapers, and like the cover that I did was like this, like him in front of like a fire thing, and it said 4 more years of hell. And I'm like, oh, little did we know.
I know, if you could only know.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Oh, so. Here's a little thing that I pulled up and I thought I'd run past you. So these are things.
Wait a minute.
Yes. What? Oh, you want me to pause it for a second? Just checking. Okay, so it turns out Ouija actually sent this. So I was like, I don't know where I got this from, but it's really great.
And once in a while I'll come across that and I'll be like, I got to make sure this gets on the show.
Okay. So go for it then.
Things we can all stop apologizing for during sex. Number one.
Yeah?
That's you.
Oh, how long or how quickly it takes to orgasm.
Yeah, so I mean, it is, you know, it's classic. It's that whole like saying, it's not the destination, it's the journey.
Mm.
I honestly believe that we need to like stop focusing on getting off as much as just enjoying the physicality, touching one another, being there with one another, enjoying the experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's about exchanging the experience.
And the fluids. Don't stop.
So the fluids is secondary because I mean, I've had some of the greatest sex and nobody ever came.
Same. Absolutely same.
I mean, yeah. I fucked the hell out of somebody and it just didn't work out that we all came. Hell, I remember my uncle walking in on one of them. And,
seen those movies.
Well, yeah, it didn't go that way. But, yeah. So, I mean, there's times when you do not put an expectation. The best sex I've ever had, expectationless. I walked in a scenario.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hiccup. Not knowing, you know, where it was going to go.
Right.
So how long or how quickly it takes to orgasm, don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Don't put that on your plate.
Yeah, just enjoy
it. If you're one of those people that has a hard time finding the trigger to ejaculate, it's not about that. It's about having a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a, you know, what's that song? I mean, I always hated that song. We don't have to take our clothes off.
We don't have to take our clothes off. I prefer
to have a good time. But, I mean, it makes it a better time. Yeah. So, but, yeah, just don't worry about how long it takes or how quickly you can orgasm. Just don't do it.
Totally.
Don't worry about it. Actually, honestly, I mean, maybe that's even your thing, though. Maybe you should even, like, if you're having that kind of issue with somebody, maybe make that a thing of saying, hey, how would you like to fuck around? But
not find out. Oh, wait.
Exactly. let's fuck around, but let's not find out. Right. So, I don't know. It sounds like if you're especially intimate with a partner, you know, why? Yeah. Why do you have to necessarily have to orgasm?
Sometimes you just want them to go do something else.
Exactly. I mean, you might be like, hey, you fuck around for a while, go get a pizza.
Oh, that's then, very Scorpio.
Then come back and, like, fuck around again. You know what I mean? So just keep the fuckery happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about the fuckery. It's less about the cummery.
Fuckery and pizza sounds good to me.
So number two, not orgasming at all or wanting to orgasm again.
I used to want to orgasm again.
So if you don't feel you need to apologize if you aren't going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, you can still have a great time. You can still have a hard dick or a limp dick, you know, and still be having a great time if your partner and you are connected.
All right.
If you're not connected, then you know, coming or not, you're not going to, you know, it's not going to be an experience that you know, is going to be top of the list. But I would suggest this. If it's not, so like when I first have sex with a new person, I always kind of say, hey, look, here's my deal. If we like each other enough, we got to do this again.
Hmm.
Because there's always the jittery, the nerves, everything at the first time you fuck around.
Mm-hmm.
And once you, like, you know, kind of wrap yourself around this person and you get to know this person and really enjoy this person, the second time's going to be even better. And the third time's going to be even better than that.
Yeah.
So if this is somebody you're supposed to be fucking around with, you're going to have a better time. So.
Yeah, that's totally, because with me, I often don't come.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the more that I get to know you, the more I do that.
And here's
that,
the thing, you know, is that what turns me on is I might be fucking a guy and I get off, but the guy does not.
Right.
But I do appreciate that when he's like, hey, I just jacked you off and I just thought about you and it was so hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to know that I've inspired something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you don't get off with somebody, but you want to, you know, have a good time alone.
Hmm.
Like, some people are kind of like half solo sexual. You know what I mean? They want a sexual experience with somebody, but they maybe have a trigger that's not going to be easily, you know, get brought to fruition.
That sounds very me, actually.
So,
yeah.
You know, so you never know how that's going to work out. So, you know, stop, you know, expecting yourself so hard that you're ruining your sexual experiences. I mean, the fact that you're naked with another person, or two persons, or three persons,
and enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm honest to God when I say that it's not about the destination; it's about the journey.
Right.
So, enjoy the journey, love it, have fun. You know, just be you, and enjoy the experience.
How about random noises that are sure to happen every time?
Wait, skip number three.
Our bodies are not responding in the ways that we want them to. I thought we'd kind of just talked about that, but go for it.
Well, not necessarily. Okay. Our body's not responding in the ways we want them to. I mean, maybe that day you had a lot of stress, and you're just, you know, I mean, I know that there's times when I am super stressed, and my boner is up and down, up and down, up and down.
Mm.
I mean, if work's been a complete dick, I am no good. I really am. I mean, my best bet is to, like, go in, turn on some kind of, like, friggin' hardcore porn that, you know, triggers me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just beat one out, you know, quickie, you know, 5 minutes, I'm done.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's actually, there's just days when I just need that. You know, I'm just like, oh, it's been a fuck of a fucking day, but I'm fucking horny. I fucking need to come to help change, you know, alter my perspective.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, yeah, I know we all know that. We all know when... It's kind of like putting on music. We know when we need our mood elevated.
Mm-hmm.
So we know when to beat off, and we know what kind of beat off we need. We either need the physical, you know, physicality of another human being, or we need to just go in a fucking room, put on the most cringiest of our porn, and just beat the fucking shit out of your dick until it spews, and you're like, okay. And, you know, you come out of it going like, ugh. Or you come out of it going, ah, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just know that your bodies are not responding in the way we want them to, especially during sex. So just know that, you know, sometimes your partner, it's not about you. It's about the week that they've had. It's about things on their mind. So, I mean, you know, so, I mean, and I say that, and it's easy for me because, you know, if I go into a room with somebody and they got their asshole up in the air, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be able to bust a nut in him and then walk away. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not too worried about that because my body will pretty much respond to like, oh, look, there's a clean asshole. Fuck it, you know? so it doesn't need to have this be like, you know, beautiful experience. You know, it just has to be bam, 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 you know, I'm out.
Yeah.
And so for some guys, that's more than they ever wanted, you know? Okay, well, I just bammed one out in you and I'm out. So... but I mean, if you're the bottom, you're like, oh, but I didn't, you know, I didn't orgasm for you. I didn't do this. I'm like, you know, it's nice when you do. I love it when you do.
Yeah.
I love it when you come.
That's when you start saying, I didn't want a needy bitch.
and also too, I think this also kind of hints at, bodies not responding in the ways that we want them to. Well, sometimes, you know, we can't always guarantee that you're cleaned out.
To
perfection.
That's true. Right.
And so if you're not, I think a normal person is able to say, oh my God, it's all good. You know, we could stop here. You're not able to, you know, be fucked. We could just cuddle for a minute, you know, and then I gotta go, bitch. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, right. So just know that your body's not always going to respond exactly the way you want it to.
True. Random noises that are sure to happen every time.
Hey, Matthew, what's the difference between a gay man and a refrigerator?
Oh, God, I don't know.
A refrigerator doesn't fire when you pull the meat out.
Oh, God.
Da-dun-dun-sh. So that goes along with random noises. exactly. There is always going to be trapped gas somewhere. And if you're lucky, it doesn't come out. But if you, if you fart when I pull my meat out, I giggle and I jump back real quick. So I just don't want to be, you know, met with any smells. So, I totally will giggle and jump back. But yeah, as long as I'm not, you know, whiffing it, I'm
well,
good.
Don't you usually make them... you know, fart out the juice or whatever.
I don't do that. No.
Thank goodness.
No.
I can't with that.
The whole
I don't, it's like, I want to see that you came inside, but I don't need to see it come back out.
Yeah. Yeah. There's too many people who like sent me video of them farting out cum.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not one of those people that adversely reacts to like butthole shots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you got a pretty asshole, send it.
Yeah.
I want to see it. But if you're
like
gonna,
Hunter,
if you're going to, you know, fart out cum, I'm good. I don't need that.
Right.
That is a very specific fetish. So remember too, guys, if you're out there, know what guys want. Do they ask for an ass pick? Well, then send them an ass pick.
Mm-hmm.
If they want a whole pick, that's a whole different thing. You know what I mean? Whole different thing. because some people want an ass pick, but they're kind of having an aversion to the hole itself until they're in person with it. You know?
Yeah.
So you got to know your audience with hole picks.
Mm-hmm.
But hell yeah. I mean, Hunter, your butt picks are
beautiful.
Oh my God. Magnificent.
Yeah.
Now, some guys have busted up buttholes, and when they go to show them to you, you're like,
yeah.
Do I want to, you know, fuck the monster from fucking Star Wars that lived in the sand? You know
it's
what I
like,
mean?
Oh my God! Alien came out.
Rah, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I've had some guys that, you know, had a lot of skin tags around their butthole, and you know, it just kind of it did kind of like a, you know. Rah.
Yeah.
Rah,
yeah. Yeah.
And
it looked like the Star Wars, you know, and, you'll be slowly digested over 1,000 years.
Yep.
But, you know, at the same time, it's like if you got stuff going on, I mean, you don't need to be ashamed about it, but not everybody needs to see it until they get to know you.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Anyway, but random noises, definitely. And like when you're cock sucking and stuff like that.
Oh, slurping.
A lot of, yeah.
Yep.
Like that, and a lot of
yep.
Hey, saying no to someone, something we don't like or don't want to do.
Yeah, you don't need to apologize. If something's not your bag, mm-hmm. you do not need to say, you know, no and then sorry. You could just be like, nope, I'm good. I'm good with that. Yeah. That's not my thing. And that's totally okay. You don't need to participate at that level. You really don't.
Saying sorry all the time is a trauma response.
Well, and it's also a big turnoff. It's also a huge turnoff to be having sex with somebody and they're like, oh, no, no, I don't like that. No, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. You know, no, just say, I'm not into that.
But I think that's something we definitely need to be okay with, is saying no, we're not comfortable doing something.
I mean, somebody starts pissing in your mouth, nope.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you want that.
There's only a couple guys I would probably ever let that happen. And it's not
that
like
that is a thing of like either you're a hard no or there are some people that are all like hard yes every time. And we know some of them, but you know, that's kind of an intimate thing. So water sports is right up there with kissing, you know?
Right. It's ask first.
Exactly. Don't just start pissing somebody's mouth.
Right. Asking for more clarification on things we've never tried.
Yeah, I don't apologize for that. You know, at any point, I think it's hot to like, I mean, if you're doing it nicely, if you're doing it like judgmentally, then it's not nice. It's not fun. I know a lot of guys that are, you know, really having a struggle with their partners. Excuse me. Throat is so dry. They're, you know, having problems with their partners and that their intimacy is sorely lacking because, you know, they're not asking more questions. They're not understanding or, they're just unwilling to hear anything.
All right. And on the flip side of that, not only be willing to ask questions, but be willing to talk openly with the partner when they ask the questions.
Yeah.
Or whoever, you know, the two or three people you're with. How about having a preferred position or activity for reaching climax?
Say one more time.
Please hold. We'll be with you shortly. asking for more clarification on things we've never heard.
Word. Having a preferred position or activity for reaching climax.
Okay.
Oh, no. So I'm absolutely 100%.
Okay.
I mean, I know too that there are certain ways that I am best to reach complete climax.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if that is, I want you. I want you
what?
As your partner, as your sex partner. I want to know what, you know, does it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember I used to have a lot of sex with a guy who had to have his arm fully extended down below.
Oh, yeah, okay.
While
he
took care of his own business.
Uh-huh.
So he had to have, like, one arm in a very specific state.
Huh.
I knew another guy, too, that had to, like, you know, kind of grab his balls and pull.
Yeah.
You know, while he jacked off.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, so everybody's got their fun little quirky kinky, you know, go with it, love it, enjoy it. And, you know, just, I don't know. I think it's the fun of knowing somebody deeper, you know?
Right. No, for me, it's I need the under the balls stimulation. Mm-hmm. There's like a G-spot kind of right there that just gets me going. So, okay. Preferring the lights on, the lights off, blankets on, or anything else that creates comfort and helps to lessen insecurities.
I will say this is the odd one for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm very visual.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to see you. And I love to see your body.
Thank
you. I love
you.
To see the reactions I'm giving your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be very hard for me to do it lights off. You want a candle on? Buck yes. Let's do that. I don't mind a candle. Actually, there was a period when I was younger that I thought the most sexiest thing was having a candle on during sex. And just a candle, because you got the golden light. Everything looks, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have, no matter how pale you are in the middle of winter, you still look golden in candlelight.
Well, if it's the middle of winter, you're going to be glowing anyway.
Exactly. But you're going to be glowing with beautiful candlelight.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know. The lights off thing is a little hard for me. Blankets on is a little hard for me. But I think Matthew likes a version of that, which is clothes on.
Yeah, I actually just
clothes on dicks
take
out.
The penis out, and of course, if they've got a great chest, especially a hairy chest,
yeah, maybe button down, a little
you
bit.
Know, you then know? I open the shirt. That's yeah. fine, but I like there is something about, you know, a little bit of mystery,
uh-huh.
and at the same time, the feeling of clothing can sometimes add extra sensory,
uh-huh.
you know, that can be very sexual when you like it. Some people want to be like completely nude. That's cool too. I don't mind, but
I remember being younger.
Yeah.
And my first couple of sexual experiences, mm-hmm. we never got fully naked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when I do have sex with somebody and we're not fully naked, it takes me back to the time when I was much younger.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have, like, you know, our own places, like,
right, yeah.
to go to.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's like sneaking around.
At, you know, home yeah. or, you know,
yeah.
lived with roommates or whatever and had to, like, you know, be kind of on the quickness about, like,
mm-hmm.
redressing, you know.
Yeah.
And so I do remember times like that. And it does remind me of being young again when I didn't have all of that. The ability to be like, yeah, sure, take your clothes all the way off.
Right, exactly. So it can be fun.
Next one is wanting to switch things up and try something different. Don't apologize for that. Don't
yeah.
apologize for that either. You want to try something new, and you got a partner that has not been very exciting or mm. whatnot, you know, really seriously talk about it.
Yeah.
Switch things up. Yeah. Try something different.
Yes, very much.
If they're
much.
Comfortable with it, then if they're not, then you need to have a serious, deeper conversation, and that goes beyond mm-hmm. just that simple little stop
right.
apologizing.
Well, and, but, I mean... bed death, you know,
sexual. It absolutely happens. Yeah.
It happens a lot of times because you get to know each other so well, you know how to get each other off, uh-huh. and then you just are done and uh-huh. you don't explore anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Enjoying kink, toys, role play, outfits, or not enjoying them?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you got a partner that's fun, and I hope you do, or we'll find one. I hope you have somebody that will, you know, role play, you know, Amazon delivery driver.
Totally.
Or maybe not Amazon because Bezos is so evil, but maybe UPS delivery driver. UPS is still okay.
Yeah, I got one next door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Matthew plays with that one all the time.
Well, no.
Just he's kidding.
Straight. He's straight. But he's a great
well,
guy.
Well, but I've seen him. Yeah, I play with him.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Showing up, he's like, hey, I got a package for you. I'd be like, well, I
yeah.
put it up in here. Yeah. But, yeah, so, I mean, enjoy kink. Enjoy it. Toys, role play, outfits, and don't apologize. So, yeah. I mean, if your partner is like, if you're a puppy person, I'm not a puppy person.
Puppy play?
Yep. Yeah, I'm not really into puppy play. I don't really mm-hmm. fully understand it. I don't know if that's just our generation. I don't know what that is exactly, but the puppy stuff, I'm like, that makes it a bit more... work
weird.
Intensive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's no. a bit more work intensive for me. I'm like, I want to play with you naked. Let's just get
right.
naked. If you want to wear a dog helmet, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But know okay. that I'm not, you know, you're not going to easily get my cock in your mouth. You're not going to easily, you know, kiss me. You know what I mean?
Actually, some of the masks now,
are they better?
Yeah.
Easier? Okay.
Yeah.
The early ones were not. They
no.
were not.
Mm-mm.
Conducive to any of that. They like leave a hole, but I mean, I don't want right. to.
Well, now I believe some of them have like kind of snaps that you can loosen a little bit, and it'll,
huh.
yeah, you can suck cock and do all sorts
suck
of
cack.
Stuff. At least from the pictures I'm seeing on Blue Sky. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. yeah.
But yeah, especially role play. You get yourself an actor or mm-hmm. a couple actors or something like that.
Yeah.
They will commit to that role play, and you'll be. An immersive experience. And then finally we have getting a leg cramp and needing a quick pause to reset. Ouija never gets leg cramps.
Oh, God, I get them horrible.
Really?
Oh, my God, there's so many times I got to stop.
And,
not every time.
I just you probably get it, and you're like, oh, and they're like, oh, my God, he's coming so hard. Oh.
No, I'll get a Charlie horse. Don't tell Charlie. Dunch, a friend of ours. Anyways, no, I'll get a Charlie horse and I'll be like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so remember to stay hydrated. Remember mm-hmm. stay up on your potassium, whatever, you know,
yeah.
means of potassium you want to take. But yeah, so Charlie horses are you know, a thing of hydration. And, you know, getting leg cramps, it's really a hydration thing. So if you're getting a lot of them, Remember, you're not hydrating enough.
No.
And if you do need a quick pause to reset, I mean, I don't know if there's, I've ever had a sexual experience where we didn't need a pause at some moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like somebody's like, ooh, you hurt me a little too much. If you pull out and give them a couple seconds.
Right.
And then pop it back in gently.
Right.
Or in my case, just slam it back in and be like, how's that feel, bitch?
Well, it's like you give them that little pause and then you like slap their ass and then their whole clenches tight and you slam it back
and
in.
And then you doggy punch him.
Like, wee, wee. No. Oh.
But,
no. Nay. No. Okay, I grew up on a farm. Thank you. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeehaw,
that's not
them.
Right.
So, yeah, so I mean, a quick pause. Everybody needs that, and you can always, you know, fire it back up.
Yeah. I think that's a great list. And
that is a great list. Yeah, stop apologizing so much.
And we need to stop being so afraid during sex, too.
Oh, amen. Yeah, I mean, you're buck naked with somebody. How can you be any more open?
Right. So, okay. Well, we're going to wrap this one up, and we're going to go ahead, and I think we might have a little interview after this one.
Beautiful.
Well, we're going to be talking about some piercings, and in the meantime, hey, let's throw out one more recommendation, and this one is going to be an account that's not found. Wow.
Oh,
no. That's interesting.
That's terrible.
Okay, well, let's do this one.
Not
this
found.
Is a dad. Yeah, this is a dadhole.bluesky.social, and this is we talked about this guy on X before. He went by Dilf Diaries. Now, so he's got a Blue Sky, and He's very focused on his ass now, though. He used to be like, he sells underwear, and he used to be more like kind of focused on his dick a little bit more. But now he just spreads them and goes for it. And he's also bulked up a bit, too. And just, I don't know, there's something about him that just turns me the fuck on. There's some guys that just have something about them that just make me just... Anyway.
Just all right. Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. So you can go see him getting fucked by the Hole Slayer.
Oh, go back to that. Hole Slayer.
Yeah.
Huh.
Look at him. He's just in fucking ecstasy getting railed. It's very, very hot.
Meow, 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 so, meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway. All right.
Anywho.
So, yeah, go check him out at Dad Hole.
Mm-hmm. Dad.
Don't forget to beat your meat to head to Desert Heat with the latest issue of Desert Heat magazine.
Like Matthew said in the past episode, it is a great... It's a great...
Everything.
Yeah, so this one... check out the cover. Check out the cover. Look at it. Enjoy it. Spank it. Don't apologize to it.
DesertHeatMag.com. Go download a free copy.
And bait your mom. Yeah. So my buddy at Alex, get his delicious balm for your penis.
Yeah.
It's for man's penises.
Gosh.
And it's great. I love it. It is
and it will make your skin nice and soft and supple. Sensitive. So you feel better. You feel more.
Yeah, so there's either the campfire smell, which is beautiful and gorgeous, and there is the unscented.
Yes.
Depending on your particular need.
And don't forget to check out the Sex on Blue Sky, some of the hottest ones by Mr. Ryan Landers XXX and Randy Morgan X. And, of course, you can check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Akate on Smashwords, etc., etc.
Smash it.
And I believe there's a couple new stories coming out, too, but I'll have to check with them and find out. And, of course, shout out to Daddy Clayton.
Hi, Daddy.
Send us comments, questions, and feedback at biggaysexshow@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes.
And find all our links. At allmylinks.com.
And, of course, join our Patreon page at patreon.com/BGSS. And hopefully now we'll send you over to listen to Daddy Lurie. All right. We will catch you next time.
All right, boys and gentlemen. Love you.